Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. I pray that you're well. Imagine that you are a young professional just starting off in your career, and one day you discover that you can't see. Well, that is exactly what happened to today's guest, Joanna Suarez, who is a budding veterinarian and literally couldn't see out of her left eye. She's a contributor to our book, The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. And when you hear the journey that she went on and how deep she had to go for her healing, I believe you will be inspired. And as she says, as extraordinary as her recovery was and is, you have it in you as well. So enjoy this conversation. Wonderful. Joanna Suarez, it is always a pleasure to connect with you. Thank you so much for contributing your story in our book, The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you once again.
Well, I was so happy that you were willing to do this again after contributing to our book, Time to Rise, and coming out of Portugal into the whole world, sharing your story. It's really been an inspiration to watch you.
Thank you. I'm very happy about this book too.
Yes. So most people are starting to find you on social media through your love pair work, helping animals. But the story that you share in the Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People is really about your own personal journey of recognizing that you are your own healer and that you have more to offer the world than just being a veterinarian. Like, it's really inspiring that someone as young as you is like really on this spiritual mission to live your truth.
Yes, I have started this internal journey some years ago, but when I was sick with the eye problem that I talk about in the book, it was more deep because I had to be a lot of hours in a certain position where I couldn't do anything besides hearing music, meditation, and really I had time to think about what I want in my life and deeper things like why am I here and everything. And what I noticed is that only when I started to believe I was my own healer, I started to recover quickly because I had two surgeries. And
well, let's give the audience who hasn't they haven't read the book, they don't know what we're talking about. So
yes,
let's back up a minute. Talk to us about how you went from, you know, living your life, working as a veterinarian, just, you know, happy and healthy, to suddenly going blind and requiring surgery. So tell us about that.
Okay. I was stressing out at my work because I work in a veterinary hospital where there are a lot of sick patients and emergencies and a lot of stress. And sometimes I was feeling, I was hearing a little voice saying, you are working too much. You have to stop a little bit. But I was ignoring. And one night I was at work and suddenly I stopped seeing from my left eye. So it was like a shock. But because one of my gifts is to react in emergency situations, I was able to calm down and call for help. And then it was a very long process and so, I had to go to my hometown to to
So
have
wait
the
a minute, but in
surgery.
that moment that you stopped being able to see it out of your left eye, was it painful? I mean, what?
No, it was not painful. I actually knew I had congenital disease, and what happened is that I had a hole in the layers of my retina, and then when water or liquid goes inside, you stop seeing. And my doctor had prepared me if this happened, I will be I would know it was the displacement of the retina. So I was prepared to one day this could happen. But when it happens, it's very scary.
Yeah, of course. So you ended up having to leave your town and go to another town so that you could be seen in the hospital. And it's there that they decided that you needed surgery.
Yes. In the first days, I tried to rest at home, and actually, the liquid has absorbed a little bit, so I was helping. I hadn't. I It was not necessary to go to surgery, but in the end, it was.
Yeah. And so when you ended up having the surgery, you mentioned that you were just told to rest and,
Yes.
couldn't be looking and using your eyes a lot. And
No.
meditation seems to be a part of your life and really going deep within for answers.
Yes.
Tell me about what sort of things were coming up for you.
Yeah, it was quite interesting because I was used to meditate, but only guided meditations and a lot of your work. You have helped me a lot in my recovery without knowing. But usually it is something that I concentrate on, and not only music without voices. So after this surgery, because it was too much hours, I had to listen to music. And what happened, it was after the surgery, I think I discovered other gifts. So I saw my grandmother and my grandfather that are not here anymore. And in the beginning, I thought it was because of the medication.
So you thought maybe I'm hallucinating, I'm seeing
Yes,
people. Yeah.
my scientific voice was like, oh, this is not possible. And then I was not under medication anymore, and it happened again. So when I go into a deep state of meditation, I know that there are more in this world that our eyes, human eyes, can see. And it was also happening with animals. Yeah,
So
and
tell me more about that. Like obviously I know a little bit now about what you're up to, helping animals and helping their human family cope. But
yes.
what was your initial experience with animals and being able to connect with them deeply?
Yes, I all of my life I was very connected to animals, but when I started working, sometimes I have been able to know some diagnosis that my colleagues couldn't find, and I didn't know exactly why. And then I thought it was because I am a good veterinarian and a little bit of my intuition, maybe. But now I know for sure that some animals appear in my life to show me that my mission is a little bit big than being a doctor in a box. And what I know now is that with my intuition, my gifts, and especially the relationship between the owners and animals are a way to understand what happens and to heal the whole family. It's not just the animal that is sick, but usually it's related to other members of the family. And I've been studying, and sometimes even the disease is the same. So I have a lot of patients that, for example, have a heart problem and the owner has a heart problem too.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have been searching about this and writing how many people I find with this coincidence. And yeah, there are a lot. So I believe it's something that the whole family have to heal.
Wow. And so do you think that our pets pick up on our stuff? Or
yes.
I mean, what would have, because I could understand, for example, we've all had that experience when you're feeling down, your dog kind of comes and cuddles with you. But something mm-hmm. like a heart problem, it would
yeah.
seem to me that they wouldn't pick that up. So what do you think is the connection?
I think it's because the root cause of the problem is energetic.
Hmm.
Or, I can explain a little bit this with the Louise Hay job.
Yeah.
Louise Hay, she explains how emotional problems can lead to physical problems.
Yeah.
And I think it's something related to this with animals. And what I know is that they have a deeper mission in our lives. So I believe they take our diseases. Mm-hmm. And when they cannot take it anymore, we get sicker. But not all of animals are with us to absorb our energy or our problems. Sometimes they are with us to show us about how to love unconditionally. Or in my case, Lucky showed me I could or should go to veterinary medicine. So sometimes it's not just the diseases, but the lessons we learn from them.
And so after these surgeries, how is your vision now? Has everything come back?
When I wrote the book, I was seeing, I think it was 70%, but I was happy with the 70. But this year I had a baby. And,
congratulations.
You know, thank you. And during pregnancy, actually, my eye recovered a lot.
Oh.
And I'm seeing 100% now.
That's awesome.
So even my doctors don't know how this could happen. So, yeah, even they are very surprised. It's true that I have been working a lot on myself. I learned how to do Reiki healing. Mm-hmm. So I think the energetical treatments that I've done with a master and then by myself helped a lot. And also I'm taking care of myself in terms of stress and in terms of nutrition and of course the happy hormones.
Yes.
About the pregnancy and the baby have help.
Yeah, I love that. So the other thing that you've started doing is branching out. So just like you said, you didn't want to be a veterinary doctor in a box. You've been doing
yes.
YouTube videos. You're sharing on social media. You're blogging.
Yes.
Is your blog mainly in Portuguese, though?
Yes. My blog called Love Pair is in Portuguese. And I've started with some training tips and a way to get to the people and to the animals that are not only science, but it is not the deeper things yet. I've started to know my clients, and then usually they tell me that they feel something about the dog or, yeah, it's very curious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm attracting a lot of people like me, you know, we start to talk about things that usually we don't talk about with anyone. It's very good and curious at the same time.
And so what is your vision with your Love Pair project?
I would love to be able to help animals and their families in a deeper way. Like if I can help an animal at this and at the same time heal the family and the environment and the relationship between them, I would be dreaming, because this is what I was made to do, and this is really my passion.
I love that. Well, it's
Yeah.
also it's such a gift that you do know what your passion is, that you were, I know I keep saying at such a young age, you were able to like trust the intuition and trust these messages and voices that you heard. And I love how in the book you share that through all of these rough periods in your life, you discovered how resilient you are. And you said that we can be that too. And you gave us some tips. I want to just read, a few of these 10 tips that you said. And the number
Okay.
one was be truthful to yourself and get to know
Yes.
you.
Yes, I think not all people know this, and it's so basic at the same time, but we are always doing some, for example, a career choice because our parents want to us to be a certain thing, or sometimes we don't post on Instagram something that we feel, but other people say, oh, it's not right to talk about these things. And I've noticed in small things, I was not 100% me, Joanna. And when I took time to know me, it was more easy to understand why the universe was like saying you have to go this way and not that way because other people want you to. And it was, for me, it was not big things but small things, like for example, when I go in a conference, sometimes I was not very comfortable because I was thinking about, oh, I don't want to talk too much because people can judge me or something. And even at work, for example, with clients, we have like you doctors, you have this, you cannot talk about feelings, and then you will euthanize an animal and you cannot cry with the owners. You know, there are a lot of rules. And when I decided to be myself in my consultations, my true self, I think that helped a lot of people and a lot of animals. And what's curious, if people notice this, you know, and you feel more happy when you are true to your authentic self, as you really say.
Yes, that is so true. I'm so glad that you're able to bring your authentic self into those consultations, because yeah, for us as pet owners, to have someone who's really there, fully present in compassion and empathy, I know that can make a world of difference. And one of the other points that you say is do affirmations, meditate, and listen to music. And it seems like
Yes.
those have been really strong things for you in your own healing process.
Yes, for sure. Affirmations for me are like the first thing I do when some negative thought come to my mind. Because we don't pay attention, but our, as Charlotte says, our monkey mind are always judging and being tough and being critical. And when we don't pay attention to that, it's easier to go with a negative, like the news and everything heavy that are around us. So when I catch myself with a negative thought, I always try to do the affirmations. And it helped a lot, the affirmations with self-love and self-healing. I think the affirmations are very powerful. And meditation, it was after that, I think, I discovered meditation. And for me, it's really the most powerful way for me to relax.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to relax and to feel, I think, to feel the energy and to feel and to go deeper, because when we are not in that state, we are always thinking about the next thing. Yeah, and when you meditate, you have to be fully present, or at least you want to be fully present. And music for me, it was always therapeutic.
Yep.
Yes.
Therapeutic.
Yeah. Yes. And I love music. So for me, it was just the one thing I could do also, it was listening. So music, it was very powerful.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful that your vision is restored, that you're happy and healthy, and that you have a new mission in the world and you're expanding. Well, you mentioned Charlotta. And for those of you who don't know, Charlotta Banff contributed to our other book, Holistic Healing, as well as Magic and Miracles. And Charlotta and you have worked together through her Animal Healer Academy. So what have you learned about animal communication and animal healing besides your veterinary stuff?
Yes, I've learned, Charlotta also know that animals are in our lives with a mission, and our relationship with them matters. But she also worked with rescuing animals and with other species. So she helps them in a deeper way with healing. And with her, I learned about the chakras of animals and the energetical part of this healing. And also about the communication that it's nonverbal. So the feelings, the strong and bonds between two animals, or one human and one animal. And when we listen to our intuition, it's, for me, it's easy to understand these deeper meanings and these problems. So I did the course with her, on Animal Healer Academy, and I'm very happy to be a part of this project with her. So our goal is to also be a voice for the animals, as Charlotte says, because a lot of people don't know that they have feelings, and so we have a lot of people that sometimes ask me if they feel pain. So yes, they feel pain, and they are traumatized when people treat them bad, and
awesome. Well,
so
bless you.
We are here to talk about these more,
yes,
and to help them really in a lot of different perspectives, because it's true that when they have a physical disease, they need medicines and veterinary medicine. So we know that, but we also know the emotional part and the energetical part is very important.
Yeah, awesome. Well, bless you, Joanna. It's such a pleasure to connect with you again. Thank you again for your contribution to this book, The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. You are truly a model of resilience, and I'm just so grateful that you're in my life.
Thank you. I'm very grateful too, and I hope to see you soon.
Yes.
Thank you all. Thank you.
you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.